Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning and welcome, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots out there. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash or Call Me Thursday.
Thrash them!
Oh, yeah. Boy. Do we... you're going to love it today. There's some, you know, like it kind of tends to be when you're dealing with liars, there's some good news and some bad news, right?
Yep.
But at least we get to swing the bat, right?
Absolutely.
And so it's about time this stuff is actually coming to fruition.
Yep. Right now our border is being completely overran. The invasion is on.
Right.
Texas has deployed quite a sizable border defense force. So we'll, you know, God bless them and pray for them. Firefights just south of the border,
yep.
Along the border.
Machine gun fire.
Yeah, machine gun fire. Lots of video of that between cartels and the Mexican police or Mexican military, national police, whatever it is. And it's chaos. And, you know, the Biden administration / regime is trying to make it appear that they're adopting Trump's border policies. Now they're trying to act like they're tough on the border situation.
I know,
the whole world can't ignore it anymore.
Right.
But here's another one. Talk about thrashing commies. Talking about commies needing to be thrashed. This was picked up by Natural News. Climate fanatics say there's no room for personal choice if global warming is to be stopped. Everyone will need to decrease their standard of living by 75%, using force if necessary.
Oh. Please.
That's where these, yeah, that's the new global communism. That's the global cult right there.
So they actually have an excuse for why they're going to rob you of all your money and, you know, line their pockets. It's liars are just remarkable in their vicious cunning, the way they think.
It is a target-rich environment for commie thrashing. There's no doubt about it.
They've got it coming from us.
All right. Now, let's get into the word of the day, because we've got a bunch of stuff that we've got to hit, and we got this trend going now with the Galatians now, day three.
Yes, day three of Galatians, and talking about the whole thing with saved by the law or saved by faith. Well, and then even though we're doing that study for Galatians chapter 3 and 4, I did a random turning earlier today and turned, you talk about having a conversation with the Lord. Oh my goodness. I turned right to Romans 3 and it's verses 21 through 25 read, under the title, God's Righteousness Through Faith. And so even though we're covering Galatians 3 and 4, this adds in nicely to the conversation. And when you leave it up to the Lord, of course, he's the one that knows all about it.
Yes.
So it reads, but now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed. And so that adds very nicely to the whole thing from Galatians 3, which we're reading today.
Yes.
And the verses for Galatians 3 are verses 19 through 25, which read under the title, The Purpose of the Law. And so, what purpose then does the law serve? It was added because of transgressions till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. and it was appointed through angels by the hand of a mediator. Now, a mediator does not mediate for one only, but God is one. Is the law, then, against the promises of God? Certainly not. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, truly righteousness would have been by the law. But the Scripture has confined all under sin, that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. But before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law, kept for the faith which would afterward be revealed. Therefore, the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor. And so what's fascinating between that section of verses in Galatians 3 and Romans 3:21 through 25 is that Romans 3:25 points to the fact that, yeah, even though Jesus came midstream of human history, right?
Right.
That the promise that he would redeem everyone meant that everyone prior to his arrival would be forgiven as well through his sacrifice, and that
yes.
his blood would cover all of their sins,
yes,
as well as everyone to come after him. And so that's such a phenomenal thing, because a person, you know, a new Christian might be wondering, well, yeah, but so what about all the people that were here before Jesus was here, you know?
Yeah, they didn't get a chance to accept Christ.
Right.
But they did.
But they did.
Yeah.
And so the seed being the Messiah, and the seed from the very moment that Adam and Eve committed sin, is the seed that pays for all of it.
Right.
And so that's, I don't know, that's quite the fascinating.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I've heard several teachings and sermons on the 3 days that Christ was dead. He went down into the earth, you know, to minister.
Right.
And that's where the people had the opportunity to accept him or reject him.
Right.
You know, and of course, not all of them were in hell per se. You know, there was at that time it was divided between, you know, the bosom of Abraham, and the people that were wicked and evil. You know, they were in Hades. So very interesting. There, we'll be able to see a lot of people in heaven that were, you know, that lived before Christ, obviously.
Right. And what's interesting was from the Bible notes from Romans 3:25, it says here, propitiation means the appeasement of divine wrath by a sacrificial offering. Some deny that the Bible contains this idea because they do not think a loving God would ever personally exercise wrath against his creatures. But the idea is clearly implied by the Greek word for propitiation and is the only saving solution to the fact of God's wrath against sin that Paul developed in chapter 1:18 through 3:20. And at the heart of the gospel is the fact that if Christ did not bear the wrath of God that we deserved, then the wrath is still stored up for us. And the idea of propitiation is also vividly described in Isaiah 53. And the blood is a reference to Christ's death as a substitute sacrifice for us. And Christ's blood poured out is clear evidence that his life was given for us and to demonstrate his righteousness. To demonstrate his righteousness, God had not punished all sins previously committed in the time of the Old Testament. Therefore, he appeared to be unjust, for sin had been committed, but no penalty had been paid. But when Christ died, he paid even for those previous sins that God had forgiven,
yes,
thereby showing that God is truly just and that he never forgives any sin without full payment of the penalty for that sin. And so that's more of the full explanation behind that.
Right.
So that's fantastic.
Yeah. And there was atonement for sin, though. I mean,
oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, there,
that was what the whole purpose of the symbolic sacrifices of the animals.
Exactly.
The lamb.
The sacrifices at the temple was an atonement for your sin. And of course, it was also a foreshadowing of the perfect lamb that would be slain for the whole world's sins.
That's right.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yep.
All right, well, that's Galatians.
Galatians chapter 3, verses 19 through 25.
Working our way through Galatians.
Yep, that's right. Okay. Very cool study.
Got it. All right. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, praise God.
All right. Now, let's shift focus right now. Before we take a break, a lot of stuff going on centered around President Trump right now. The attack is on.
Yes.
Of course, you know, our borders being overran. We're tracking all that. There's warfare in Israel. You know, pray for Jerusalem. Pray for Israel. And a lot of stuff going on. But we've got two showdowns taking place. One, the distraction. Everybody look at Trump. Don't look at Biden. But what's happening right now is they're actually following through and keeping their word in Congress as far as the Biden crime family.
That's right.
So we've got some pretty cool testimony here from some of the committee.
It's the House Oversight Committee.
There you go. That's what I was looking for. So, what do you have for that?
Well, it's interesting because as we let you know before that they had told the DOJ don't indict anybody before our press conference on Wednesday.
Right.
Well, guess what? DOJ had stored up their sleeve knowing that an investigation was going on with the Biden banking records, right? Well, guess what they did? They hurried up and announced this today so that it would try to, you know, fog up some of this remarkable evidence that the GOP came up with. And they had a Republican representative, George Santos, arrested on fraud, money laundering, and theft charges. And so this guy didn't even know this was coming at him, right? In fact, it was a reporter that tipped him off. He goes, "What are you talking about? I don't know anything about this." So they had this waiting up their sleeve for this specific day.
That's right.
And so that the media would have some awful Republican thing to focus on instead of this just landslide of evidence coming from Congress.
Yes.
And so we have here the Oversight Committee run by Chairman Representative Comer, and listen to what he has to say about their evidence, not on Hunter, their evidence on Joe Biden himself.
Thank you all for coming today. Since taking the gavel in January, the Committee on Oversight and Accountability has accelerated its investigation of the Biden family's domestic and international business practices that we began last Congress. I want to be clear. This committee is investigating President Biden and his family's shady business deals that capitalize on Joe Biden's public office and risked our country's national security. This committee has a duty to ask questions and pursue the facts, no matter where they take us. Through the committee's investigation, we intend to provide transparency to the American people and reach legislative solutions. In only 4 months since obtaining subpoena authority, we have made astonishing progress. Today, we'll talk about that progress. First, we want to discuss information the committee has learned since our last press conference in November. New information investigators have uncovered regarding the transfer of money from foreign entities to the Biden family. Many of the wire payments occurred while Joe Biden was vice president and leading the United States efforts in these countries. First instance, while Vice President Biden was lecturing Romania on anti-corruption policies, in reality, he was a walking billboard for his son and family to collect money. Hunter Biden and his associates capitalized on a lucrative financial relationship with a Romanian national who was under investigation for and later convicted of corruption in Romania. The Bidens received over $1 million for the deal, and 16 of the 17 payments to their associates' account that funneled the Bidens' money occurred while Joe Biden was vice president.
And that is a really great assessment of the overall situation. And we've got more.
Right. And so far, they've only gone through the banking records from just four of the banks. There's 12.
Oh, yeah.
And so,
and like
so far,
they're saying, every time they turn over a rock, there's more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, oh my gosh, there's enough to put him in prison for ages already.
Let's do it.
Right, exactly. Well, and listen to what another person from the Oversight Committee, Miss Mace, has to say next. Oh boy, here we go.
Thank you, Chairman Comer, for your leadership. In less than 100 days of subpoena power, this has been one of the most in-depth investigations the House Oversight Committee has ever had in recent history. And I would hope that the media here today would put as much attention and interest and focus on this as they have a former president. For years, the left has said, no one is above the law. Well, put your money where your mouth is and prove that, because the American people do not trust the federal government. They don't trust Congress. They don't even trust current presidents because of the kind of possible and alleged corruption that we see at every level of government, and no one is ever held to account. This is what we know today. Money flowed from the Chinese Communist Party, aligned with individuals into American shell companies, and then that money was wired and transferred to Biden family members. This could be the most corrupt scheme in American politics, where a sitting vice president, where we saw members of his family, nine members so far, there may be more, that were enriched from countries all over the world. And we're providing more information about Romania today. We know about China. We know that the president denied this during an election in 2020, continues to deny it to this day. And we want everyone held accountable if they have violated their oath of office. We shouldn't have folks that are in office that are betraying their oath of office. We shouldn't have people in office that are betraying their country. If they're paying loads of cash to their family members from adversaries of ours around the world, it's wrong. The committee has written to Vuk Jeremic and Rob Walker, but they have both refused to cooperate with the Oversight Committee. The Biden family needs to answer for this, and the DOJ needs to get off its ass and investigate. We've done the work for them so they can't screw it up now. If these allegations, any of these allegations, are proven true, then someone with the last name Biden needs to be charged, prosecuted, and maybe spend a little time in prison to take to account and responsible for the actions they've taken today.
That is a hard-hitting summary
of
what we know now, and it's just incredible. But we've got to take a break.
I have one thing to add to that. He doesn't need to spend a little time in prison. He needs to be charged with treason.
And the Constitution says the punishment for treason is death.
Imagine that.
Huh. Well, all right. Let's take that break. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping to get you rapture ready for the return of our King. Woo, woo, woo. Looking forward to that.
That's all right.
Okay, JesusAppears.com. We'll be back right after the break. Stay right there.
Our freedom stems from the fact that America is a republic, founded on a constitution, and dedicated to the principle of democracy and the worth of the individual. The people rule. Another primary reason for the development of citizenship responsibility is that we are living in an era marked by the growth of socialism. To a substantial degree, in one form or another, socialism has spread the shadow of human regimentation over most of the nations of the earth. And the shadow is encroaching upon our own liberty.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night.
Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
You know what? You want to know something?
You want to know something?
You want to know something?
We always win.
We always win.
We always win.
Welcome back, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, a Radio Free Redoubt production. This segment brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. If you have a ministry or a business or a website for any reason, you need to have that hosted somewhere. Well, how about a Christian patriot-owned business in the American Redoubt that takes care of hundreds of websites, including ours? We're grateful for them. That's TLCWebHosting.com. Now, right now, with what's going on with Biden, the left, the communists, the globalists, are everything but don't look at Biden. Let's come up with anything. Let's look at Trump. Trump, yes. What's Trump? What has Trump done now, right? This is all a distraction to take our eyes off the treasonous actions of the Biden crime family.
Absolutely. We have terrible news that this ridiculous Trump-hating judge has found Trump guilty and liable for sex abuse and defamation. These pathetic charges brought by E. Jean Carroll accusing him of rape and defamation.
Can't remember when, though.
Yeah, she can't remember when it happened.
Sometime.
Yeah, I think, boy, listen to what Trump has to say about that.
What else can you expect from a Trump-hating, Clinton-appointed judge who went out of his way to make sure that the result of this trial was as negative as it could possibly be, speaking to and in control of a jury from an anti-Trump area, which is probably the worst place in the United States for me to get a fair trial. We'll be appealing this decision. It's a disgrace. I don't even know who this woman is. I have no idea who she is, where she came from. This is another scam. It's a political witch hunt. And somehow we're going to have to fight this stuff. We cannot let our country go into this abyss. This is disgraceful. You have somebody running for office. You have a woman that's financed and lied about it. She totally lied about it by Democrat operatives, like just about the biggest one there is. And she said that wasn't true. They found that she lied about it, and the judge wasn't even, I guess, letting it be put in as evidence. The whole thing is a scam, and it's a shame, and it's a disgrace to our country.
Boy, that is unbelievable. And so we have another clip here from Kash Patel, who describes that they've essentially nullified their own accusation against him.
Yeah, they just... This whole thing, Trump's going to fight it, and he's going to win, because
right.
He wins.
But they've already voided their own accusation. Listen to what he has to say about this.
Yeah, great analysis.
So yesterday, the verdict in the civil case against President Trump, the Jean Carroll case, focusing on defamation and battery and possibly rape, came in. Your reactions, Kash?
Well, look, it's a civil matter. And there are a number of legal and factual inconsistencies that lead me to believe this was what is called jury nullification, which is illegal in any court of law. What happened was Donald Trump was charged with some serious violations civilly, so he could never be held criminally culpable, which means that he would never be subjected to prison. My initial reactions are the following. The judge in this case, I think, made a number of judicial rulings that were incorrect. He permitted evidence that had no bearing on whether or not this quote-unquote alleged sexual misconduct took place. And what I mean by that is he allowed evidence to enter into the jury discussions and deliberation involving his statement on ABC News or CBS News, I can't remember which affiliate, about the grabbing people by the private part statement. And that doesn't have any bearing on whether or not this abuse took place. A key fact that is also missing from this ruling by the jury is that the victim, the alleged victim, couldn't tell the people in the courtroom or the world what year it took place in. But you have to analyze a judicial ruling based on the the law and the facts. And here, the jury, let's turn to the verdict. They found President Trump liable, not for sexual assault, but for battery. And when you look at it as from a point of perspective as a prosecutor and former public defender, it's almost legally inconsistent. You're saying in one sentence, President Trump, quote unquote, attacked her, but in another that he didn't sexually attack her. That's not factually consistent. It's what we call in jurisprudence, jury nullification. The jury had made up its mind based on emotion rather than facts and evidence, and it's unconstitutional.
So tell me a little bit about how the bar for civil cases differs from criminal cases. Like what needs to be met? What standards need to be met?
Yeah, it's very simple. Civil cases, preponderance of the evidence is a standard. 51% to 49%. The jury just has to think that it more likely happened than did not. Because in civil court, as in this case was, you're only talking about monetary judgments. There is no prison at risk. In criminal court, where prison is at risk, incarceration that is, it is proof beyond and the exclusion of all reasonable doubt. That is the legal standard. That is way more than 51 and 49.
Yeah, so he makes a really good case that that the challenges to this are going to be very successful. I mean, this was just like the left has been doing all along. They've botched another one.
Yep.
You know, so, you know, I smell another victory for Trump coming. But, you know, that yep, he has to even deal with this.
Well, that was what I was going to say, that whether they're right or wrong, they're still wasting his time. They're dragging him through one court after another, stuff that he should never have to do.
That's the whole point. Keep him embroiled and embattled in court and using lawfare, because he is the biggest threat to the globalists that exists.
That's right.
And just like Winston Churchill, they hated his guts. He was the right man for the job for World War II. But boy, they poured everything on to get him ousted from getting reelected. You know, same thing with Trump.
That's right.
So, well, God bless him. All right, well, you guys, man, be safe out there. Pray for the Republic and pray for repentance for the Republic. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific right here.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrash Akami Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.